I get the reason the administration is releasing these videos. They're powerful to look at. In terms of actually stopping cartels from smuggling, large-scale smuggling, is there any sign it is having an effect other than, you know, killing low-level people who are driving these boats?
I asked one of the drug smugglers if he's going to stop smuggling for a while, if he'll hold off, if this is doing anything to really dissuade him. He seemed unfazed. He said, nope, everything's going to continue as it is right now. And he said, in part, because we've been dealing with risks our entire life, and that this is just a reality of the situation here. I think when you talk to these folks, you realize that many of them feel like it's going to really impact a few folks who are leaving the coast and doing these drug runs. And others also say, if they weren't doing it here, the demand from the U.S., from Europe, is still incredibly strong. Others would fill that gap. And so I think when you look at the fact that these are fishermen, these are very low-level individuals when it comes to how the cartel and gangs look at them. They're not even full-fledged members, but they're seen as expendable. And so they'll be used in that way going forward for as long as the administration is going to continue these attacks. It doesn't seem like, though, these folks are going to step back in what they're doing for now.